Welcome back to the Dakota Midday Book Club from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke.
Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling. I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise into a daybreak miraculously clear. I rise, bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave, and so I rise, I rise, I rise.
That's poet Maya Angelou with the final lines of one of her most famous poems, Still I Rise. Angelou died earlier this week at the age of 86 at her home in North Carolina. Angelou is best known for her debut memoir, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, which came out at the end of the 1960s. One of her last works was a poetic tribute to the late South African leader Nelson Mandela, who read Still I Rise at his presidential inauguration in 1994. And over the course of her long life, Angelou wrote some 36 books. She was also an actress, director, playwright, composer, singer, and dancer. Joining us now to discuss the legacy of Maya Angelou is Christine Stewart. She's an assistant professor at South Dakota State University in Brookings, where she teaches creative writing, literature, and composition. Her poetry collections include Postcards on Parchment and Keeping Them Alive. And Christine, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you for having me.
Well, how important was Maya Angelou to poetry in this country?
Well, she's extremely important because her poetry, the language that she uses, is very direct and clear. She exhorts us to transformation and to feel empathy and action for others and to work those words in our lives. So even though she wrote, even though I think a lot of people know her most for her creative nonfiction, her memoir, I think her poetry still is extremely important.
What do you think it was about her poetry and even your other writing as well that helped others, to help readers understand not only the African-American experience in this country, but also the female experience as well, which she wrote about?
Well, let me answer that by way of anecdote.
Okay.
I remember reading her poem, Phenomenal Woman, when I was in my early 20s. And like many other young women, my self-esteem wavered, you know, especially in terms of physical beauty and thinking about my body. And so when I read her poem, I was like, oh my gosh, someone says these words. This woman speaks so powerfully. She has so much confidence. Wow, I want these words for me. And when I spoke her words, when I read the poem out loud, those were the only times those words would really come out of my mouth. And over the years, I think I've grown toward her words, and maybe on good days, I've even grown into them. But she really set an example of this is the kind of confidence we can have as women. We can celebrate it. We don't have to always be, you know, putting in parentheses, or we don't have to always be modest. We can just speak out.
So it sounds like you were influenced personally by her. I'm wondering if some of the direct language that you referred to in her poetry, if that had any influence at all in the way that you compose poetry.
I think so. I think it depends on the poem for sure. But I admire the rhythms of her work, and I think that influenced me a lot. Her refrains, the use of refrains that keeps coming back, like in Phenomenal Woman, Phenomenal Woman, That's Me, that refrain. And also she can write from the very personal, like from personal experience. She can also write poems of witness where she's writing a slice of life by observing other people. She can write more political exhortations to inspire us to act. And I think all of those kinds of ways of approaching poetry have influenced my work. I think I can find examples, throughout my work that directly link back to that.
You mentioned the poem of hers that had an impact on you when you were in your 20s. Other favorite poems that you particularly appreciate and like that came from the pen of Maya Angelou?
Sure. There's this great poem called Alone that I really like. Again, there's a lot of great sound in there, some great refrains. And then there's this great one called Take Time Out, and that's one of the more exhortations to action poems that she wrote. Both of those are among my favorites.
Yeah, I don't know if you have any of those handy or not.
I do.
And maybe you can share one of those with listeners.
Sure. I'll read Take Time Out. I think it's a good reminder for all of us. When you see them on a freeway, hitching rides, wearing beads with packs by their sides, you ought to ask, what's all the warring and the jarring and the killing and the thrilling is about? Take time out. When you see him with a band around his head and an army surplus bunk that makes his bed, you'd better ask, what's all the beating and the cheating and the bleeding and the needing all about? Take time out. When you see her walking barefoot in the rain and you know she's tripping on a one-way train, you need to ask, what's all the lying and the dying and the running and the gunning all about? Take time out. Use a minute, feel some sorrow for the folks who think tomorrow is a place that they can call up on the phone. Take a month and show some kindness for the folks who thought that blindness was an illness that affected eyes alone. If you know that youth is dying on the run and my daughter trades dope stories with your son, we'd better see what all our fearing and our jeering and our crying and our lying brought about. Take time out. So that's one of my favorite
It's Christine Stewart reading one of Maya Angelou's poetry. One of the things about Maya Angelou was just simply the sound of her voice, which we heard a few minutes ago with Still I Rise. I'm wondering that when you were reading that poem, if there was a little bit of Maya Angelou in your head.
Oh, she definitely inspires me to perform poetry on a much better level than I might read on my own, because she just had such voice presence. I mean, she relished each word, and that's definitely an instructive moment for me as a reader of her work, especially, and as a reader of my own.
Now poets these days really rarely reach the level of fame that Maya Angelou achieved. She had bestsellers and large crowds at her readings. Why do you think that she was able to really seems to have captured the imagination of so many people, unlike other poets who tend to toil in obscurity these days?
Well, I think part of it was her connections with the civil rights movement and her work as an artist and a filmmaker and an actress. She did so many different kinds of things. She knew how to read her audience. She knew how to pull people in who aren't normally poetry readers. You can read any of her poems and on a surface level understand them on the first read and get into the words and the rhythms and the sounds, and that's, you know, she has a wide audience that she appeals to for that reason. In other poets, I mean, we choose to write in different ways for different reasons, but I think that because activism was such a part of who she was, she wanted, you know, to persuade others to feel deeply for each other and to act with kindness in the world. That was part of what she chose to as a writer, as a poet, was to use that kind of language that would appeal to a broader audience.
Do you think Maya Angelou's poetry will continue to be read and discussed, and not only her poetry but also her memoirs?
I hope so. I know that when I taught high school and middle school, I used her work a lot, her poetry a lot, for my students. I haven't done so at the university level, but I think that she speaks to themes that transcend time. Yeah. You know? So I think that we'll always read her work.
And she had her share of critics, and her response was usually, you know, what's wrong with getting poetry in the hands of people? Do you see her as being, you know, for people who may be intimidated by poetry, that give them a book of Maya Angelou and with some of the aspects that made her work so popular, the repetition, the rhythm, that's a good way to get people to investigate poetry further?
Absolutely. Anything that's a gateway into reading more can't be bad. And hers not. I think her work is important on many levels, and I think it's it her themes are enduring, and we will always work back to that and that truth in her work.
Well, Christine Stewart, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday and sharing your thoughts on Maya Angelou.
Thank you for the invitation.